Okay, yesterday we discussed this is Machlokes, the Rambam and the Mordechai. Why Chometz is also the Mashon? Says in the Shitas, Rambam is that Chometz is also the Mashon because the Dom Shishon appears. The Shita of the Mordechai is because it's in Issacharis and Loi Bedili in Chininei. And the Mela, the Rabbanu Amachmir, that the Chometz should aser even the Mashon. This is the Machlokes that we discussed yesterday. And we said that it's a Machlokes, the Magen Avraham passes like the Mordechai, and the Shach passes like the Rambam. And the Nafkamina would be Chometz on Erev Pesach, Akar Sheish Shais, the case that we're discussing, the Din of Erev Pesach, Akar Sheish Shais. That if you hold that Chometz is the Mashu because it's the Dabbe Sheish Shematirin, so then even Erev Pesach, when Chometz is also, it's also the Dabbe Sheish Shematirin. It's also also the Mashu. If you hold that Chometz for Pesach is that the reason we're Macha Mashu is the Issacharis, so since we learned that Erev Pesach there is no Issacharis, so then you could be Makel Erev Pesach with the Nissa Mashu. This is what we learned yesterday. Now it goes a step deeper, and the question is why is the Dabbe Sheish Shematirin awesome? Why is it not bar? What is the reason? Those of you who are here today, so you know that Dabbe Sheish Shematirin is not bar. Why? What's the Tam Hadar? What's the reason that a Dabbe Sheish Shematirin is not bar? So that's Machlokes. There are two Pshatim in the Rishon. Rashi Shita is that Acha Techlenu Be'Issa Techlenu Be'Hedin. Why should I eat something today which has Issa in it? I have a food and Issa fell into it. This is bar. Why should I eat it today? And there's Issa in this mixture, even though I have a heter. Acha Techlenu Be'Issa Techlenu Be'Hedin. Why should I eat it today? I have an Issa. I can wait till tomorrow, or I can wait till after Pesach, and then it'll be heter. So Ash Techlanu Bisa, Techlanu Behata. Dabbe Sheish Shematirin is a svara. Svara is why get involved in problems today if I have the Eitzah that I could wait till later. That's Rashi Shita, Rashi in a few places, wherever the Gemara says Dabbe Sheish Shematirin, that's Rashi's top. The Ran has a different reason. The Ran says that the reason that Dabbe Sheish Shematirin is not bubble not mitam svara, is a technical reason why a Dabbe Sheish Shematirin is not bar. The reason is the following. There's a man the Amar of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, who has a rule that min b'nina is my bar. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if two things that are similar fall into each other, it is not bar, ever, even in 1,000, not bar. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold in the Nina Yisbah. Zok the Ran, why? Because we hold that when Heter, when Issa falls into Heter, the fact that one has a shame Issa and one has a shame Heter, that itself makes it Mimbein Amina. In other words, even if you have two apples, one is Heter and one is Issa, they look like Mimbein Amina. They look like the same thing. Well, you have eggs. You have an egg that was born on the Isser, an egg that's born from the Nevela. And you have an egg that's 100 eggs that are Heter. And the egg of Isser falls into the egg of Heter. That's called Minda Eimimine. It's called different things. Why is it called different things? Because one is Isser and one is Heter, and that's also Minda Eimimine. That's why it's fun. It's up to Ran. But a Dabbe Sheish Shematirin has a shame heter. Something that the Dabbe Sheish Shematirin doesn't have a shame Isser. That has a shame heter. The Isser is only temporary. The egg is min benina. When you have an egg that a chicken lays an egg on Yom Kippur, that egg is muktza. But that's not an egg of Isser. The etzem, the egg is heter. Just on Yom Kippur, it's muktza. You can't use it. So that egg now falls into 100 other eggs. That called Mimba Mila, it's Heter Beheter. Since it's Heter Beheter, it's Mimba Mila, that's why it's not bottle. See, we're Maida to Rabbi Yehuda, Mimba Mila, Eloi bottle, if they're both called Heter. Follow the Cheshvin. There's a Magyama, Mimba Mila, Eloi bottle. We don't pass him like it. We pass him Mimba Mila, is bottle. But that's only when you have a mixture of Isser and Heter. When the two things that get mixed are both heter, that's min b'minai, and min b'minai is not bar. And that's why we pass in b'minai by bar. So this is Rashi and the Rashi. Nafkamina would be, if you have something which is iser, and it's going to have a heter tomorrow, but later the iser is going to come back. Something which is osir, it's going to become heter, but at a future date, the shame issa will come back to it. If you have such a thing, which has such a metzias of iser, which becomes mutter, but the issa will come back. What's an example of that?
Chametz.
Chametz on Pesach is iser. It's going to become heter after Pesach. But then it's chayzal isur, right? Such a thing would not be a double shesh of etirin according to how does it follow? According to, but this Ran and Rashi. The machlokes the Ran and Rashi. According to the Ran. The Ram would say that this has a shame iser. Why? Because it's not like an egg that's born on Yantif, which is just mukza on Yantif, but the etzen is a davar head. Chametz is a davar iser. It's going to be mutay after Pesach. The next Pesach, the iser comes back. So it always retains some shame iser. So if you hold the Ram's reason, so it would make sense that Chametz b'Pesach is not a davar shesh matir. If you hold up Rashi's reason, Rashi said, why is something a davar shesh matir? Why should you bother eating it today be'isr? You have an etzah. Wait till tomorrow and eat it be'hetzah. If that's the case, so that's true even by Chametz. Why should I eat it today be'isr? I can eat it tomorrow be'hetzah. So, the machlaikis, if chametz is called a davish eshematirin, is totally in this machlaikis, Rashi and the Ran. This says in the Teres Chesed, I believe Rabbi Meis also says in the Afi Ezer, that these two machlaikis are totally zevizet. If chametz is considered to be a davish eshematirin, the Rambam says yes, because he goes with Rashi sheet. Rashi teflon abis, teflon abahed. The Mordechai holds a star of Davish Hashem Ethirin. He'll go with the Ran Shita. Then it has to have a Shein Heter. Hayyayis, that Chametz is Chayzal Isra, right? Chametz goes back to its Isra next Pesach. So the Mela, it's not something that's Yeshla, it's not called Heter. It's something that will become Isra again. And the Mela, it's not considered to be a Davish Hashem Ethirin. So, yeah.
According to the Ran, why should Davish Hashem Ethirin be Asra?
Very good. You're right. I want to get to that. I'm just afraid of confusing everybody. I want to confuse everybody a step at a time. But you follow what we're saying now. This machlokes, Rashi, and the Ran is in the understanding of Darshish Matir, and that's the emes, the machlokes, the Mordechai, and the Rambam. Okay. Now, what Yankee's asking is if so. Now, if so, by a davar shesh matirin, according to the Ran, the whole rule of davar shesh matirin should only be by min b'minai. But the Ran says, why is a davar shesh matirin not bottled? Because it's heter and heter. It's min b'minai. So that makes sense. If you have min b'minai, if you have an apple of arla, that fell into 100 apples of heter. Or an egg of nevela, that fell into 100. Well, let's say you have an egg that falls into potatoes. I'm going to make a kugel. You break an egg into potato kugel. You find out the egg was a trace egg. It was an egg of the bed. So that's not Mindamina. So the answer is, you're right. The din of Dabas Sheishan and Matirin is only by Tarugas Mindamina. It's only when you have a mixture of two things that are the same. By Chametz, if you have a matzah, a Chametz stick of matzah, and you have two stick of matzahs, and they become mixed and combined, you can't figure out which is which. Or if you have matzah meal, you make nevla. So you have matzah meal of Chametz, a matzah meal of matzah, of Pesach stick of matzah, and they become mixed. That's Ninda Nina. That's the only time we say that we should have Shemet Yirin. By Ninda Eina Minai, we don't say the whole rule of Dabas Sheishan Matirin. Why? The reason is, based on the Ran, the reason is because the whole din of Dabas Sheishan Matirin is because it's considered to be Ninda Minai Levatim. It's all one thing. It will be a case of Ninda Eina Minai, so then it is Bakum Mashisha. Even if it's heter and heter, but one is eggs and one is potatoes. One is. If they're two different meaning, then you wouldn't say the din of Dabas Sheishan Matirin.
That's good. Maybe go on to a bit of Matirin
then. And then it'll be Bakum
Mashisha. Why can't you just apply also Minai? He says it only equals. Like, he says, and Dabas Sheishan Matirin. Why can't you also apply that if it's necessary onto a case where you don't use Bakum Mashisha?
Because according to the Ran, you only say it by Mimbinina Levatl. That's the whole reason for Dabas Sheishan Matirin, is because it's Mimbinina. So it's a little confusing because we're not holding in the sugya of Bittul, which we will be holding when we learn the second parak. We'll get into it a little more. But it's impossible for me to finish up the sugya of Dabas Sheishan Matirin with you without knowing this basic idea that the rule of Dabas Sheishan Matirin is by Taruvis Min Beninai, which means two identical things, or two similar things, but two things that are totally different. There is no rule of Dabas Sheishan Matirin. Now, obviously, that has ramifications, and I hope that you'll think into it after Shir, and you'll come back to me with the problems that this sets up with everything we discussed yesterday. But Lamaisa, you have to know that as I is, that the din of Dabas Sheishan Matirin is by Mimbegina. It's still in Shulchan Aruch. It's by Mimbegina. Okay, what? In Kufa, we're going to move on because this is not our main sugya, but again, it's the basic idea that you have there. Now, before we go into the next Mandiyama, I'd just like to recap with you. The nafkaminas between Chametz Be'er Pesach and Chametz Be'Pesach. We mentioned how many nafkaminas yesterday? I think three, right? We said one nafkamina is that Chametz Be'er Pesach. First nafkamina was? No, it's the Chametz Be'er Pesach. Second nafkamina was the question of whether it's Bayera or Bayera Matin Erev Pesach. And the third nafkamina was the din of Chametz Be'Rashim. Okay, there's a fourth important nafkamina. This is very nagea, the halacha l'maisa. You should realize that after today and tomorrow, we're going to go on, we're not going to be dealing with Chametz Be'er Pesach. It's a short sugya, but you have to know, actually we'll get to it again in Daf Yud Aleph, but you have to know that there's a fourth nafkamina. And that is the din of Noisen Tam Lefgam. Noisen Tam Lefgam means something that gives a bad taste to a tarus. Let's say you're cooking, whatever it is you're cooking, a pot of chicken, right? And something falls in that gives it a bad taste. It's a good example. Okay, my example is always broccoli. Maybe some of you don't agree with me. But let's say broccoli falls into a chicken soup. So now it tastes terrible. It tastes like broccoli. So let's say that broccoli was this. It was shalklai, Google klai. So that's called a nice and tam of gam. Nice and tam of gam does not answer by shari soup. By only surim in the Torah. If something gives a bad taste, it doesn't ask for the tarubis, even if it's isser. It doesn't ask for the tarubis. Something that's nice and tam lefgam. Okay, there's another example of nice and tam lefgam. And that is a blia in a keli that's not a ben yayin. It's more than 24 hours old. It means, let's say you have a spoon a treifa spoon. And you take a treifa spoon and you stick it into your pot of your chalupa, you stir your chalupa. Does the chalupa come treif? It depends. If the spoon was used for treifas within 24 hours, it's called ben yaimai, was used within the yaim, then it asks. Then the pliya is considered to be a good pliya. And it asks the terus. If the spoon was not used within 24 hours, that's called the Einei Ben Yaimai, and you stir a chalupa with a treifa spoon, the chalupa doesn't become treifa. Because any bliya that's more than 24 hours old in a keli is called the Einei Ben Yaimai, and it's nice and tam lefgam. It gives a bad taste into terubis, doesn't give a good taste.
That's
and that applies to milchus and fleshes. I'll tell you, a rav is called the chalupa. I would say more than 50% of the kitchen shilas that I'm asked, the answer is that the spoon was the Einei Ben Yaimai. Somebody used a milk spoon and he stirred his chicken soup. Someone bought, it happens very often, people buy what they think is a par of a soup mix. And they cook it in a milk pot and they find out it's fleshy. So the halacha of the food is that the food is mutter as long as the keli was not used in 24 hours. It's called nice and tam lefgam. If it's a ben yaimai, it could be nice tam l'shvach. Okay, it could be nice tam l'shvach. We are not makir at the time, most of us, but an expert would recognize if you take a pot that you cooked flesh in, and then you go and you cook you bake a cake at that keli. An expert can sometimes taste the tam. Now, very often the tam itself is too small. But the person could taste. What? Sometimes the ben yaim is also pavim. But we have a kabbalah that in a ben yaim is also always pavim. Almost without exception. Because it's an old taste. You know, how much taste is there?
Okay.
Okay. But what? What? The milk spoon has to be kosher. So now you have a milk spoon, which is also a flesh spoon. So you can't, because the chatchila, you can't use things after 24 hours, otherwise you would need two steps of the kettle. But the chatchila, you know how to do it, but the mice, it doesn't ask. Now, the exception to this is Pesach. On Pesach, nice and tam lefgam is awesome. That means that if on Pesach somebody stuck a tamitzik spoon into a hot pot, not only is the food aser, but you're mechuyev to burn the food. You have to be mevaret, kilu with chametz. You have to flush it. You have to burn it. You can flush it down the toilet. On Pesach, nice and tam lefgam is aser. Why? Mishum chumra de chametz. As our math is, this chametz is in this akaris. Chazal were mafra and nice and tam lefgam. Zog the Ramah, Mela, on Erev Pesach. This is another nafkamina between Pesach and Erev Pesach. Hayais, they were only machmir on nice and tam lefgam because of the chumra that Pesach is in its akaris. So on Erev Pesach, even after Sheshais, even in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, if somebody cooked a food in a chametz kekeli, that food does not become aser because the bliya that goes in is nice and tam lefgam, it's bavul, and the mele it's mutter, there's no it. That's a good question. Does it make a difference when he's going to eat it? Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference. Even if he saves it for Pesach, it's a shalach l'chayda v'niyah, which again opens up a whole different discussion. Lamaisa is no nafkamina, and it's mutter on Pesach. Keep it safe for Pesach. I don't want to get confused. Yeah. No, but the Rambam is made by Nesim Tam Lefgam, that's the reason to see this apart. That's not true, Dosh Hashem Atim. Okay, there he's made. So we have now a fourth Nafgamina. It happened to me, a woman calls, she cooked before Pesach to put stuff in the freezer. She cooked in a chametz kekeli, she cooked say chicken soup for Pesach, and a chametz stick of keli before Pesach. So as long as the keli was Einei Ben Yaimai, so it's fine. That's the Ramah, so from Zayin to Pesach. that as long as it was clean, well, even if it's just a mashal before Pesach was, and it has to be, she knows the pot wasn't used for 24 hours, but that's another nafkamina. Zichr was before Pesach totally. Even with Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos, it'll be mutter. I know if it happened to my wife, she wouldn't use it. My wife put chicken soup in a chametz stick and compared to pots, she'd never use it on Pesach. But that's because she's not, she's never like Erev Day, she's never like but all of us know that you can use it. Okay, nice and tamalot gan is mutter not only before Pesach, but even on Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos, the Dabar HaMutter, so that's a fourth nafgamina between Pesach and Erev Pesach. You can even put it away to Pesach. You have to pour it out of, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't leave in the Chametz Tikka Keli. You have to pour it out of the Chametz Tikka Keli into a Pesach Tikka Keli and put it away. And you can use
why is it not the image? What's really
going to be over? No, it's a Benyai, you could make a good test. Right? I'm not talking about broccoli. I'm talking about making a good test. So this is the fourth nafgamina. What? It's similar in halacha, but it's a case where if it would be bakul b'shishim, you would have a different answer. This is even in the case where it's not bakul b'shishim. So still it's okay. What? So the Mishnah Berurah says that by a satik we're not going to be makel, even though normally by all of these surim in Safik ben Yaimai, we say Stam Kalim ain't been a Yaiman. The Shabur says by a Safik we're not making it. You have to know for sure it's ain't been a Yaiman. But otherwise, it's something which is. So these are four nafkaminas that we have. We'll have an additional nafkamina, maybe we'll get to it yet today. But we have four nafkaminas. Now, this is something. Now, this whole thing is halacha l'maaseh. You should remember everything. This set of halachas, Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos, is a set of halachas which you should remember because it's like a Ladina in 5.5 months from now. 5.5 months, you're going to have Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos, and this whole thing will be Negeya, so you should chazu well this system of halachas. Alright, let's go through the rest of the Yamid here. The Gemara is not Mechadish any new halacha now. The Gemara just brings two more Mechairis for this sin. That we learned. We learned that Chametz Erev Pesach Chatzos is Aser. So the Gemara learns three more nafkaminas. First, the Beir of Yishmael Tana, Beir of Yishmael's thing. Matzinu Yudalit Shenikarisha Shenema Berishin Barba Aser Yain Lachaydish. So that Berishin is telling you Yudalit. Berishin Barba Aser Yain. You see, Arba Aser is called Rishin. So the same thing, Afayam Rishin Tashbisu. Refers to Erev Pesach. That's Rabbi Shmuel's reason. So this is the second reason, right? So I put on the board the other day. Rabbi Shmuel's the second reason, right? Now, if you don't mind, just look to the bottom of the page, the last narrow line. Tamid Leiva Laisishkel Alchametz Dam Zivchi Laisishkel Alchametz Vadayim Chametz Kain Dibir Rabbi Shmuel. On the bottom of the page, Rabbi Shmuel holds that which reason? The fourth reason, Rabbi's reason. And here it's a Tanit Be'er Yishmael, which holds the second reason. So Taisus Divrei, Life Shveri says it's a Stira. And the top of the Yamid, it says Rabbi Yishmael holds reason number two. And bottom of the Yamid, it says he holds the reason of Dan Zivchi.
Well, it can be the only thing of Shai Yishmael.
What?
First one's
Tanit is, can they learn to the Shai? So Taisus says that we find in other places in Shas that we assume every Tanit Be'er Yishmael stims with every Rebbe Yishmael. It's a place of Avarim. It's a Stira. So I spoke out from our Shah the other time. Our Shah says that Rava stims with the Tanit Rebbe Yishmael. Right? Tanit Rebbe Yishmael only has a different pasuk for Yudalit. Has no Chatzos. Chatzos, there's no limud here. If you learn the Tanit Rebbe Yishmael, it doesn't say how you know Chatzos. So the Mashah, and I told you the Kesef Mishnah say that Rabbi Shmuel, the Hanukkah Rabbi Shmuel, made it to Rava's Pasuk for Chatzos. For Yudalit, he needs his Pasuk. But his Pasuk is not enough for Chatzos, he needs Rava for Chatzos. So let's see there, Taisus Kasha's answer. According to this, it's very good that Rabbi Shmuel needs two Pasukim. He needs one Pasuk for Yudalit, and one Pasuk for Rava. which is the Pasul of Shechina Chametz Dam Zivchi, which tells you that it's Chasay Sayyid. It's the Pasul of Kash, is it? Okay, so we'll have to see that. So that's then we'll get to it. We have to get to the balance again. Next man, the Amar of Nechem Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rishon Demei Kara Mash. This is, if you can use such a lashon on an Amayra, a very strange chat. He says, every time it says Rishai, Rishon means what? What's Rishon Demei Kara Mashma? Rishon means the day before. Damakar HaRishon Adam Tivali. Before man were you born? It means before. Tell her, no? Let's say you have a ksuva, get married. So you get married on a Sunday. So what do we write? Yayim? We write B'yayim Echad B'Shabbos. We have a custom, we write Echad. Let's say somebody writes Yayim Rishon B'Shabbos. So we'll say it's Kashik Suva. We'll say, no, it's possible. Rishon B'Shabbos means Friday. Rishon means the day before. Rishon B'Shabbos would mean Friday. It means the day before Shabbos. We're saying Rishon means the day before. And Rishon other. Ever hear such a thing? No, isn't it a very strange shita? That Rishon means Meikara, means the day before. So I looked around, I couldn't find anybody that's Masber this shita. I asked Rav Weinberg, who's also holding a dafe. He says, what are you going to do? That's what I'm going to shita. Maybe he taka holds that the Pasuk Suva, we just don't have to like it. Where do you look at the average Rosh that doesn't seem to be? To me, it was really the place to look. So to me, my generally on drushes, he explained how the drusha fits. If you want, you can look. I looked at it in Torah Tamima. He says a hesber. Taka says a hesber, but his hesber doesn't stand with the rest of his gemara. So if you want, look it up. It's a short piece in the Torah Tamima on Shemais. On the pasuk Achbi Yemarishin Tishbis. So he brings out this gemara, and his masber obviously bothered him. But I think his hesber doesn't fit with the gemara. So afterwards, you take a look, and if you can explain it to me, I'll appreciate it. But look what the Gemara says. Rishon Mekara Mashma. So if the Gemara, Ela Meyata L'Kachdel Chem B'Yem Rishon. You should take a lulav. You take a lulav of Erev Sukkos? Achinami Rishon Mekara Mashma. Doesn't mean you're supposed to shake a lulav of Erev Sukkos? No. Shani Yosef Iksiv, Samach L'Fnei L'Kechem Shivas Yamin. Mashmi Shvi L'Chag, Af Rishon Rishon L'Chag. Do the same thing. No. If it says Rishon, you could do that. But if it says Harishon, Harishon Lamali. Why does it say Harishon? Shmani Nali Kadamar. Yachi Asam Nami Harishon Lamali. Both places says Harishon. So Harishon means Arab, it means Arab. If it means that day, it means that day. The soup. Hasan the Sibi Amarishon Shabbasan, the Biamashmini Shabbasan, Amarishon the Meikara Mashman. You have to not do malacha erev yomtiv. Erev sukkis, you don't do malacha. No. The Gemara Shani asked the makra ubi yom rishon shabbos. Mashmini shmini dechag av rishon rishon dechag. Harishon lamali. If so, why do you need the hay? Lamut echal shomayim. Echal shomayim is mutim malacha. Echal shomayim may rishon shmini nafka. Echal shomayim we learn now from rishon shmini that just like rishon shmini also echal shomayim. It's not that we are higher the cost of Rahman Uba Yayma Shmini. Vav Maisa Balin Yerish. That's the Chal Shomai. Kamash Malat. So we have a hey that's Mamayit Chal Shomai. A Vav that's Maisa Chal Mai. And a hey that's Mamayit Chal Mai. Said Gemara, that's Rahman Ali Vav Alay Hey. This whole drasha that the Gemara goes through is Dachuk from beginning to end. The Gemara tries to shtuk through its shot. The Gemara ends up slugging it up. That Vesu, Hasan Dixib, Bayam, Rishim, Mikokesh, Lachem, Rishim, Mekara, Mashma. We have three rishons that don't fit with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's drasha. The lulav, malacha on Sukkos, and malacha on Pesach. All three say rishon, and all three don't shtim. They're all not erev yom. So the Gemara has harata from everything it said here. Ella anukshad hanishloisha rishon mibaylek tazan berbishma. That really rishon means erev yom, and that's how you know chametz hashbis. I have a kasha from three places. From Lulav, Malacha, Sukkos, Malacha, Pesach. Now we need this a different drasha. Tavir Bishmal, Tzchar, Shloisha Rishon, Tzachul, Shloisha Rishon. Tzchar of three mitzvahs. What are the three mitzvahs? Not doing Malacha on Pesach, not doing Malacha on Sukkos, and shaking a Lulav. Tzach the three things. Lach Mizalei Shalaisav. So the Mashal says that not doing malacha on Pesach is connected Zari Shalaisa. Because Pesach is connected Chametz is a remnant for the Sitra Achra, which is Esa. Lebinyin Beis Hamikdash, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, which is Simcha, which is the Makom of Simcha, which is connected to not doing Malach on Sukkis, which is the Yontif of Simcha. L'shmai Shal Shmashiach, and to Mashiach, which is connected the Arba Minim. Lach Mitzari Shal Eis, the Ksiv Yotza, Harishin Admaini, Kulek Adar Seyo, Lebiya Beis Hamikdash, Ksiv Kisa Kav, Mar Marishin, Mar Mitzshein. L'shmai Shal Mashiach, Ksiv Rishin Letzion, Hina Yidah. Okay, that's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. As I told you, it's a mechudish tikkun pshat that Rishon is mashma erev, and basically this is pshat number three. Again, the Marsha says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak knows Chatzai is from Rav's drasha. Yeshua says that he knows it from Abaye's drasha. The fourth and final pshat is Rava. Rava Amar Mehach. Lois Shishchir Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So this is the fourth drush. Right, this is already a more typical drush in Shas. Not only that, it's very established. The Torah says you're not allowed to have chametz at a time that you shut the carbon pesach. So leishishchet ha'pesach v'adayin chametz kai. So you shouldn't think, this says you shouldn't think it means leishishchet al chametz, you shouldn't have chametz in the pesach. Nidash. No, it means leishishchet al chametz, you shouldn't have any chametz at all at the time that you shef the carbon pesach. I aim a kochad v'chad. Maybe, it depends on each person. When do you shef the carbon pesach? Anytime after the carbon, the tonid, anytime after chatzai, it's on erev pesach. You have 6 hours to shef. So maybe everybody gets his choice. Whenever I shef my carbon pesach, I have to get rid of my chametz. Whenever you shef, then you get rid of yours. The Gemara says later that they shefted the carbon pesach in three groups. They let people into the Beis HaMikdash. They locked the doors when it got full. Everyone shechted. They let everyone out, the second shift, and then with the third shift. So whichever shift you're in, you're in the first shift, you have to do about that size. In the second shift, you can do it later. The Eimah Kol Chad Zachad. You know what the Gemara calls the second shift? Kachal Atzlan, the lazy people. The lazy people are in the second shift. Joseph Kalshke, right? So Bob's footman once said, why do you call a kachal at one? Somebody has to be in the second shift. Not everyone fit into the Beis HaMikdash for the first shift. Somebody has to be in the second shift. You couldn't fit everybody in. But instead, even though somebody has to be in the second shift, if you're the one in the second shift, you're not. You're supposed to be in the first shift. Right? So by davening the minyan, the Asar Rishayim and the Kabbalah Karkula. So could everybody be in the Asar Rishayim? Not everyone can be, unless you have a minyan with only 10 people. Not everyone can be the Asar Rishayim. But still, you are supposed to be in the Asar Rishayim. You know, it's not a good excuse that, no, yes, not everyone can be Asar Rishayim. So Baruch Hashem will tell you, I didn't tell you to worry about everyone. I told you to worry about you. You should be the Asar Rishayim. Many shuls, you could come by Yishtabach and be in the Asar Rishayim. But you are supposed to be in the Asar Rishayim. That's a job. On Kaponim, that's this pasuk. So Gemara says, "Ve'emo kol chad v'chad." For the Gemara, no. Ve'emo kol chad v'chad, kishachit, kishachit. For the Gemara, no. Zman shechita, Amar Rahman. We go by zman shechita. That's the Tanina Mihachi that Rabbi Shmuel said, like Rav. Okay, we have here very important. Rava, it's always important. But Rav is introducing us now to a new halacha, a new concept. On Leishishchet HaChametz, the lam. Rav, it says it twice in the Torah, it says it once in Mishpatim, Leishishbach, and it says in Kisista, it says Leishishchet HaChametz Damzik. So there's a basic clear on this Gemara, this Chakira, if you look in the Chedusher of Ayaleh, Simen Yud Beis, second paragraph, he clears this Chakira, which really is the Mechasim of Chakira, and it's a Peites, as we'll talk about, but he spells it out. What's the Shai? According to Abaya, there's no question. The Issa Chametz, Erev Pesach, is the Issa Chametz. You learn that from Achbe Yamishit Tashbis. According to Rav, what's the lumdis of the Issa Chametz on Erev Pesach? Is it a din, a hilchus chametz stick a din? That you're not allowed to have chametz. When can't you have chametz? From the time of the carbon paper. But it's a chametz stick a din. Well, no. Maybe Isser Chametz starts on Pesach. There's a carbon Pesach dikadin. There's a din of Hilchus carbon Pesach that you're not allowed to have Chametz from the Zman of the carbon Pesach. The din in the carbon Pesach. It's a new halacha. It's not a Isser Chametz. It's not the same Isser Chametz as the whole Pesach. No. Whole Pesach is an Isser Chametz. Erev Pesach is a separate parsha of carbon Pesach. And from we learn from carbon Pesach, that man carbon Pesach is not allowed to have chametz. You follow the question? See right away you're going to ask what's not kamina. Not kamina. What? If you ever buy your own, yes, certainly you're right. If you hold that it's a din and carbon Pesach, there's no issue to buy your own by imatze. If you hold it is a din chametz, you can still learn to wet the chametz. It could still be we have a chametz ram in the right. Okay, and nafkin, yeah, a number of nafkaminis lamaisa. The famous Chakira that this comes from is in Einig Yamdi. He declares the following shad. Let's say you have a chayla shiesh by sakan, who has a heter to have chametz erev Pesach. A chayla shiesh by sakana, and for sakana reasons, he has to have chametz erev Pesach. He's anonymous. Fine. Is he allowed to go and shut the carbon Pesach? Is he allowed now? Do we tell him shut the carbon pesach? One thing has nothing to do with the other. Hilchus chametz, you're anonymous. Hilchus carbon pesach, see, shut the carbon pesach. Or do we say no? Let's say shut off chametz dam zichri. You're anonymous. You have chametz. But you have chametz. Let's say shut off chametz dam zichri. If you learn the is the chametz is a carbon pesach dike iser. Then you can't shut the carbon pesach. You're anonymous. You're right. That's why you can't shut the carbon pesach. Because you're anonymous. Leisishchar alchametz dam zivchi. It's a carbon pesach tikkadin. So you can't shut. But if you learn no, that leisishchar alpesach dam zivchi, leisishchar alchametz dam zivchi, it's a just a megiloy that the iser chametz starts there at pesach. It's a din of chametz. So the gabi chametz he's an einus. He's an einus either way. Why can't he shut? Let him shut. He's being Iver, he has Chametz Ach Chassas. He's Iver Bahamas. Shachin Karm Pesach doesn't change that. So why shouldn't he shach? So if you want to Chametz take it in, so it's a Bezunder Din. It's a Din Chametz, it's a Din Karm Pesach. He's an honest of Chametz, he can shach the Karm Pesach. If you learn it's a Din and Karm Pesach, that you can't have Chametz by the Karm Pesach, so then he's an honest, but he can't put himself in the mouth, he can't go shach and make himself be Iver, the Iver Bahamas. Because din arul is definitely a carbon pesach tikkun din. The fact that an arul can't shut the carbon pesach, can't eat a carbon pesach, or be money on it, that is a carbon pesach tikkun din. So when I say can't shut, if chametz is a carbon pesach tikkun din, then you're right. But if you learn that leis ishchar chametz dam zichri is just megala, the issa chametz, then. Nachinami, then he could shech the carbon pesach. Follow? So this is a chakira, which this is one nafkamina, but there's a whole slew of nafkaminas that say the mechastim. What? This nafkamina, I think you'll find it nafkamina. I don't know for sure. I don't know how you like. You might not again to sit in one of the sure that it isn't the kind of money. If, yeah. So then the two separate things, the chametz and the carbon pesach. He's an honest on chametz. Why can't he be married to the carbon pesach? Why not? If it's a carbon pesach that gets in, then just like an oral, he's an honest, he can't have a bris. His brothers died not for smear. He's not this, but he can't check because the carbon pesach tikkun din that you can't be an aron. So this is the carbon pesach tikkun din that if it's not carbon pesach, he can't have chametz. So then the Mechas Chinuch declares a number of shaylas, which are maybe a chav, all come down to really a similar thing. Declares, for example, let's say someone owns chametz and he did bittul. He didn't burn it, But he did bittul. He said the lashon and nusach of bittul. Said all my chametz kachamir v'chamir dikav b'shusi v'batul lahave ka'afra di'ara. He said bittul. But he didn't say hefker. I'm not talking like Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is he was masculine. He was masculine with Moshav. Let's say he just did bittul. He said the nusach of bittul. She said, Rashi said, it's Xeris HaKosim. That bittul works. Can he be back at the Karban Pesach then? He did bittul. Could he be back at the Karban Pesach? L'chayra, it should be Talib. Let's see. If it's a Chametz Dikadin, so an Hilchis Chametz, bittul is enough. So it's the same Chametz Dikadin, just like on Yom Kippur, bittul is enough in HaTayrat. Koshkin Erev Yom Kippur, it should be enough bittul. Instead it's a chametz dikadin, so it's enough to do bittul. But if this is a new parsha, has nothing to do with Pesach. It has nothing to do with the chametz on Pesach. It's a din of carbon Pesach. Lo yisishchar al chametz dantzi. If it's a new halach, carbon Pesach dikadin, then we have to start clearing. Then there could be a tzad that bittul is not enough. Why? Because bittul is a din in chametz for Pesach. Let's say there's a halacha, you're not allowed to bring a mincha all year round. You can't bring a carbon mincha to chametz. So if you do bittul for the chametz, then you could be makar of carbon mincha. Of course not. There's nothing to do with chametz for Pesach. Right? It happens to have the word chametz, but it's a separate halacha. If you learn the same thing, if you learn that Rava's din is a din in the carbon Pesach, then maybe bittul is not enough. Bittul is a din. A gilui chiddush atayra in chametz bePesach. You said it's a chiddush in chametz bePesach. So the Michas Chinuch is taila this whole idea. The machleik is the shagas and aryeh and the tzlach. The Michas Chinuch doesn't bring the etzem chakira down. It just brings down this machleik is for avayalei. Brings the Michas Chinuch and he ties it together. It's a machleik is between the shagas aryeh and the tzlach. If somebody gets a chametz as a pekudim from a guy, the guy comes into his house, he says, do me a favor, watch this box of chametz for me. Pekudim. And he gives makabel achrayis. It's makabel to be a shomer on it. So the question is, so on Pesach, we're going to learn on Amid Beis, that you're over on Pesach on chametz. In such a case, if somebody holds chametz shel goy, he's mekabel achrayis, so he's over a chametz bePesach. On well, that will get to the Amid Beis. That will vary later. It's considered chametz bShusa. What about an erev Pesach? You see, Avraham leisich shara chametz dam zivchi. If on erev Pesach he has chametz of a guy that he's mekabel achrayis. The shagas aryeh, I believe, says the shagas aryeh says you are over, and the tzlach says you're not over. Let's think for a minute. Why don't you start in? The tzlach says you're over. Why should you be over? I'm sorry, the shagas aryeh says you're over. Why? Just like on Pesach you're over, same thing here on Pesach. The Shagas Aryeh understands it's the same issa. It's a chametz dikadin. Just like on Pesach there's an issa chametz, on erev Pesach there's an issa chametz. Whatever hilchis chametz are for 7 days of Pesach, hilchis chametz is for erev Pesach. It's the same thing. It's a chametz dikadin. If you hold the like the tzlach, that's what you're talking about. On Pesach there's one set of rules of chametz. At Pesach. On erev Pesach there's a whole separate set of rules. Erev Pesach says chametz. Let's just get our chametz down zichri. We have no ribuy for chametz of a guy. For erev Pesach, the current Pesach they can do. There's no ribuy of chametz of a guy. For erev Pesach. So pashup shalei sishal al chametz means your chametz. Doesn't mean a guy's chametz. So the tzlach learns that it's a current Pesach they can do. If you have a cut, you do people, you get enough. This is what the cause, the rule of Bipel, the rule of other rules which you're going to get to in a minute. Do we put all those rules into Erev Pesach or not? That's the question. For example, Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha is also on Pesach from a Rebun. Chametz is hard, it's not Roy Lachila. On Pesach we have a Rebun from Sa'ar that we ask the Chametz Nuksha. So Michas and Achlaris is Shana too. On Erev Pesach, this man Shechita of Karv Pesach, is there an Issa of Chametz Nuksha? So there's another Nachmanida between the two Shechitas. Is it also Chametz Nuksha? Same as that Shaila. If you say it's a Chametz Dikadin, so just like Chametz on Pesach, we have a Rebun to ask Chametz Nuksha. So it should be on Erev Pesach too. If you have the Chametz Pesach Dikadin, then no, Chametz on Pesach is one thing. We have a Rebun to Chametz Nuksha. Chametz on Erev Pesach, we don't have a Rebun. So it doesn't work. Sometimes it'll be a Kula, sometimes it'll be a Chumra. But give for Bipul, it's a Kula. To say it's a Chametz Dikadin. For Chametz Nuksha, it's a Chumra. If you learn it's a Chametz Dikadin, then it's all the same thing. If it's not, then it's a new thing. That's right. And then Mechatzimah Tzeichem Tzu, the end of the first places in the Mesefer, the last lines, he said that Chametz Nuksha is not also Erev Pesach. Only Bizmanai Chametz Nuksha is also. Not also Erev Pesach. That would be a raya that the Karm Pesach ticket is. Which granted, the Mechassina holds the Iker that the Karm Pesach ticket is. It brings another raya that it's a Karm Pesach ticket in. Because the Gemara later wants to say, like Sishra Chametz Dam Zifti applies to Pesach Sheni too. Kamash Malan, especially with Ezekos. But the Gemara has a Havamina that like Sishra Chametz Dam Zifti applies on Pesach Sheni. That's a raya to Karm Pesach ticket in. The din of Pesach, what does that do with Pesach Sheni? It's a carbon Pesach Dikadin, yeah? Sheni green carbon Pesach. If Aryeh Leib is another Raya, there's a carbon Pesach Dikadin. Because he says the Gemara later is done, but together, if the carbon is kosher, you shut the carbon Pesach HaChatz. It's also a Raya, it's a carbon Pesach Dikadin. There are a number of Rayas that is the carbon Pesach Dikadin. It's true that when the Gemara says Eimel Kol Chad B'Chad, the Gemara clearly helps the Karm Pesach Tikkun. But the question is how to learn the Teretz. Man Shechita means that this Pasuk is Megala to us, that Issa Chametz that we were talking about, that Issa Chametz is in this Man Shechita. This Pasuk is Megala how to learn. The truth is, what you're asking, if you look in Taisis Man Shechita, I'm sorry, Taisis. Yeah, Taisus Man Shechita. Taisus clearly learned that it's a Chametz Dikadin. Not like the Mechassanach said. Look into Taisus. It's Man Shechita. Kamar Achmana. Taisus, Abba got the Emesu. The Lai Sishter Achametz Kochad Dachad Kishach. It's Taka Emes. Any person who shucks a carpet Pesach when he has Chametz. He's Iver. Kedamina, the Perak Tavit Nishchad, the Kamar Samachim. Shechas Pesach, Chametz Iver Belai. But come up. Still, what's our Gemara saying? Now listen carefully to Taisus Lash. Kivan de Ashkechan, de Hizir al Hashmas. Since we find the Torah said, destroy Chametz. The Hizir Shalai Lishchot Pesach HaChametz. And the Torah said, don't shech Pesach HaChametz. Svarahu, Shebizman Shechita, Hizir al Hashmas. Taisus says, our Gemara is a Svara. The Pshat in Tashbisu is Bizman. Is non carbon Pesach. Taisa says that we plug in the Zman of carbon Pesach into the Pasuk of Tashbisa. Which means to say that it's a Chametz Dikadin. Our Pasuk is revealing that the Pasuk of Tashbisa applies from Zman Shechita. But the Isser is Tashbisa. The Isser is Issa Chametz. That is a carbon Pesach. It's an Issa Chametz of Tashbisa. Taisa clearly holds that it's an Issa to Chametz Dikadin. The, yeah. But how do you know Teshbis will apply Therapesa? That was the kasha. So Abaya learns from Achola. Rava learns it from you. The Ravid learns in his Lashon, in Hilchos Pesach, learns clearly that you're over on my Sishcha. You're not over on the Issachamis, you're over on my Sishcha. Some people want to attain the Rashi, he's also not Mashal Ekhaz, that's a clear from Mashal. The Shagas Aryeh has a very beautiful Pshara. The Shagas Aryeh is in Simen Ayin Ches. He has a piece on the Sishcha. He says there are two psakim. One pasuk is the Pashas Mishpatim, and one is the Kisisa. So he says the first pasuk is the Karban Pesach Tikkun. It tells you that Atzilch is Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to have chametz. The second pasuk is coming to add a new chiddush. What's a new chiddush? Like Sishchat. Rava brings the second pasuk. Why does he bring the first pasuk? Because Rava means, but the Shagas Aryeh. Now we have a second pasuk. Who needs a second pasuk? The second pasuk is coming to teach you that besides the Pesach Tikkadin, there's a Chametz Tikkadin also. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. I heard from a certain Rav once told me that the Shagas Aryeh is Meiridik Meduyik in the Targum Yainasim. Now listen carefully. Targum Yainasin, we know the Targum Yainasin has a lot of lumbus. The Targum Yainasin on the first pasuk says, the Targum Yainasin in Parshas Mishpatim says, Lois techasin, kad chamiya bebateicha, dam nichsas pisri, Lois techasin, don't shech. Katchamiya bebeteicha, and if you have chametz in your house, dam nichsas tiski. There's my carbon pay. Pashut. In Kisisa, he adds two words, three words. It says loisachasim, kodam ad zelah zivatlum, dam nichsas kachim. Don't shech before you do bittel. The dam nichsas. Don't shech before you mevatel your chametz. My carbon pays. In the second pasuk, he says, don't shecht it unless you do bittul. In the first pasuk, he doesn't say anything about bittul. Why? He says, if bittul works, there's a nafkamina between the two mahalchim. Right? If you hold the carbon pesach tikkadin, which is the first pasuk, the bittul doesn't help. The second pasuk is coming to tell you a chametz tikkadin. So the Targum Yainasin says, don't shecht ad dolah tabatlu. Until you do bittul, don't shecht carbon pesach. Because the second is it's a chametz tikkadin, and the bittul works. And by the first one, he doesn't mention bittul. It's a merit of kediyok in the Targum Yainasin, which fits with the Shagas Aryeh. So now it comes out: if you hold like the Shagas Aryeh, you have to have both chumras. His one pasuk was a pesach tikkadin, one pasuk was a chametz tikkadin. So on kapanim, this is a klal megabe hilchos. Regarding the halacha of Sishcha Lachametz. Now, let's try to wrap up the four shittos. We have four shittos. One, two, three, four. Rava, the way we learn now, Rava is telling us either Rava holds the Chametz Tikkadin, in which case Rava is similar to the other three, or Rava is telling us, but totally doesn't do a din, a din of Karban Pesach. At the end, that's like, yeah, it's a carbon pesach. On the side of the carbon pesach, you're not allowed to have carbon pesach. If you learn it's a carbon pesach, think it did. Rav is very different than the other three, you realize. The other three are saying it's a din chametz. Rav is saying it's a din carbon pesach. Yeah. Let's get back to the Mashal. The Mashal learned that the Tanya Ber Bishmael and the Nachman Ber Yitzchak all agree with Rav. Why isn't Rava enough? Why isn't enough Rava? Why did Tanya Ber Bishmael and Nachman Ber Yitzchak bring Dagali Mudim? According to the Mincha Sinah, beautiful. Rava holds, if you learn that Rava holds, it's a Pesach Tikkadin. So Rava brings a pasuk, it's a Hilchos Pesach. The Tanya Ber Bishmael and Nachman Ber Yitzchak say, you know something? It's a chametz to kedinta. There's a pasuk by chametz. V'yayim erishai, the meikara mashma. V'yayim erishai means erev Pesach. How do I know it means chatzais? Ah, I use Rav's pasuk. The gilui is from Rav. That's how I know this is the hour on erev Pesach. But Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak and the Bar Yishma are saying it's zichar din chametz. That's why they're not happy with Rav's pasuk alone. Because Rav's pasuk alone, you can start clarity. Maybe it's only din karban Pesach. Maybe it's a din karban Pesach. Maybe chametz lukshin is no issur. Maybe chametz kibbul of achrayis is no issur. So comes along, Tzaren Bar Yishmael, and Nachum bar Yitzchak say, you know what? We have a pasuk for Rishon that says at chametz it's also erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach, we use Rav's pasuk that Megalotas is manifested. But what? And in that case, they're going to agree it's broke. Whether they use the formula to Shai Sari or not is not relevant. But the Maisa they hold is the Chametz Tikkadin. How do they know Katsais? From Rav's pasuk. So to sum up, we have the four. The Maisa, I told you, is the Machlekes Rishayim. Which, how we paskin. The Rif brings only Abaye's pasuk for some reason. Usually Abaye and Rav, you bring Rav. The Rif brings only Abaye's pasuk. As I mentioned to you last time, the Rosh brings Rav's pasuk as well. There are other Rishayim that bring only Rav. And it's a Machlekes L'maisa, which is the Ikar pasuk. It's telling some say Shun Rasha, which is which. Right, so this is the sum up of our dinim of Erev Pesach. We still have another piece of Gemara. For the bottom Taisus, there's a Shlomo Zalman on the bottom Taisus in the second Chelik of the Peshleimai. It's those of you who I assume you made a laning far enough. It's Simen Nunhei Ois Beis. Shlomo Zalman has a nice Chakira. Those of you who learned here today will certainly appreciate it. The others can try as well. We'll do that in the session tomorrow. I hope to get to the other day tomorrow.